Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu Nahi an Su'al al Imarati wa ikhtiyar tark al Walayati idha lam yata'ayyan alayhi aw tad'u hajatan ilayhi. The chapter on the prohibition against seeking authority and opting to reject positions of authority if one is not assigned to them or one is not needed. Just to recap, explaining that what this chapter has to do is that the prohibition of seeking, asking for a position, that I desire to become the president, I desire to become the secretary, I should become the treasurer, I should become a trustee. Person in Islam, we're not encouraged to desire positions. Position is something we don't desire. We desire to be ordinary people. Wa ana minal muslimin. The kamal of a person is, he says, I am from the believers. I'm just a normal person. I don't desire to become anything. However, we explain that if the responsible people of the time, of the town, of the area, of the entity, they feel that a certain person, they feel that maybe you, me, third person, fourth person, whoever it may be, they feel that this person should be in that position and he will fulfill the right of the position, so he is most suited for the position. Now if a person is put into position, then a person accepts a position, then it's actually a good thing. But where a person is desirous that I must become the leader, I must become the president, or the treasurer, or the trustee, or whatever, I must be given the position, then that is not a nice thing in Islam. So that is what this prohibition is, against seeking authority, seeking leadership, seeking position. And the second part is opting to reject positions of authority if one is not assigned to them. No, people of the community, people of the area, people of the town, people of the country haven't assigned it to us. In other words, haven't said that this person should be our leader, he should be our khalifa. If he's not assigned, then the person should rather opt to reject it. I'm not going to accept, I don't want to accept, until it is imposed upon him. And the third one is that where a person is not needed, then a person should excuse himself. Not that he goes and says that I want to come and sort this dispute out, I want to do this and I want to do that. Person stays out. If his work is not needed, his services are not needed, his assistance is not needed in any matter, then the better thing for a person to do is stay out of it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi, that from the beauty of a person's Islam is he stays out from those things that don't concern him. We are not needed in any matter, then unnecessarily we shouldn't go and find out what's happening there, how I can give my input, is my opinion something that is needed here. All those things are not needed, we stay out, that is the best thing. Therefore in one riwayat it is mentioned that how beautiful is a faqih, how nice, how good is that faqih, in ihtija ilayhi nafa'a, that when his assistance is sought, then he helps people. وَإِنِسْتُغْنِيَ عَنْهُ إِسْتَغْنَى نَفْسَهُ, when this person's assistance is not sought, when his services are not sought, when his opinion is not sought, إِسْتَغْنَى نَفْسَهُ, he keeps himself independent, he keeps himself aloof. When I'm needed, then I'll assist. If I'm not needed, I don't assist. I don't feel bad why I'm not asked. I don't feel bad why I'm not invited to a certain function. I don't feel bad if people see, it seems as though people are ignoring me. That doesn't matter. My relationship is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the style of a mu'min. He doesn't desire position at all. If it is imposed upon him, he accepts it. If not, and he has a choice to reject it, and I will explain, there are other people to fulfill that position, then it's a good thing for a person to excuse himself. However, if there is no one else there to fulfill this position, now a person still rejects it, then it won't be right. For example, there is nobody there that knows how to read Quran properly, doesn't know the laws of Salah properly, and now there is a need for an imam. And then we say, we know how to read Quran, we may be a hafiz, or we know some surahs properly, and then at that time there is nobody to perform the namaz, then we say also, I'm not opting to go. And then it won't be correct, because now the object of deen is being lost by us not going forward. Or there is some harm that will be caused to the community by a person. For example, a person is good in accounting, he got good accounting skills. And now there is no other accountant in the town to assist. And the masjid needs one treasurer to help with the service, help with the masjid services. So the person now knows that he got the ability, he can assist. And now a person doesn't do it, then it won't be right. But on our own, if any person goes and says, no, I should become the treasurer, or I should be the secretary, or vote for me, I should be this and I should be that. This is what this chapter is speaking about. One hadith we'll do, see how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains it. And Abi Sa'id Abdul Rahman ibn Samura radiallahu anhu qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Abdul Rahman ibn Samura, la tas'al al-imara, فإنك إن أعطيتها عن غير مسألة أعنت عليها وإن أعطيتها عن مسألة وكلت إليها وإن حلفت على يمين فرأيت غيرها خيرا منها فأتي الذي هو خير وكفر عن يمينك متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Abdul Rahman ibn Samura radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to me, O Abdul Rahman ibn Samura, do not ask for leadership. If it is given to you without your asking, you will be helped in regard to it. If you didn't ask for it and you were given, in other words, people put it upon you, imposed it upon you, now you will be assisted. You will get the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will even get the assistance of the people. This is also part of the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you got it without asking for it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to further explain, and if it is given to you by your asking for it, by your requesting and asking people to give it to you, if you did this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be made responsible for it. You will be made responsible for your actions, why you asked for that position, and now if you are making mistakes, you will become responsible. And in other words, there won't be an outside assistance from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You felt that you were deserving, you will have to do it yourself. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you take an oath and then realize something better than it, then do that which is better and make up for your oath. Expiate your oath means make up for your oath. Here what is meant is a person says some, takes an oath that is not good. For example, I have a fight with a certain person, I have an argument. And I say, Wallahi, I'll never speak to that person again. I took an oath in Allah, I'll never speak. So now what should I do? I should do the better thing and I should speak to him. Break my oath. Shariat is telling us, break our oath, because the oath we took was not a good thing. Wallahi, I'll never read Quran again. A person makes, na'udhu billah, he makes a statement like that. Or anything that is not good, or I won't visit a certain person, or won't do this, or I won't make tasbih. Something, a person that is not good, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in this last part of this hadith, is that break the oath. Go and do the good action, and then what you do is you give kafara for the oath. What is the kafara for an oath? A sinful oath, kafara should be given. Should be discharged. What is it? Is to feed 10 people for one day. One day feeding 10 people. Or to clothe them, to give 10 people clothes, decent set of clothes that is normally worn, a upper garment, a lower garment, a normal set, one set of clothes to 10 people. Or to fast for 3 days if one cannot afford to feed or clothe them. Person doesn't have money to feed 10 people for one day. He doesn't have sufficient money to clothe 10 people, then a person should fast for 3 days. 3 days consecutively, a person should fast to make up for this oath of his. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Many lessons to learn from this hadith. One of the main lessons is, Man tawada'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. That person humbles himself for the sake of Allah. Allah will cause him to rise. He doesn't need to ask for any position or recognition. He humbles himself for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will give him the recognition. One example given by the ulama is the father has got a factory and the factory has got different departments. And one of the sons comes and tells the father that, you know, this particular department, I want to run it. So the father gives it to him, okay, you want to run this department, you run it. And now, if that son makes any mistakes, the father will take him to task. That you wanted to run this department, but see how many mistakes you're making, how many errors you're making, how many complaints are coming, you're running our business down. And here you get a father that has another son. And that son, the father tells him, listen, I want you to run this one department. Say, dispatch department, I want you to run the dispatch. Son says, oh father, I'm a very weak person. I don't know how to run it. I may make mistakes. I may have faults. It may be detrimental to the company. Now the father is insisting, no, I want you to run this department. Now what will happen is the father's special assistance will be with that son. Every move he makes, he'll teach him, no, do it like this, do it like that. And if the son makes any mistakes, the father won't take him to task because the father put him in that position. So ulama explained that when it comes to us also, that we don't ask for a position and Allah Ta'ala wants that position for us, then Allah Ta'ala's assistance will be with us. But if we ask for that position, then we will have to fulfill it ourselves. There won't be that outside assistance by the side of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, we'll be taken to task for the mistakes we make. Why? Because we went and asked for a certain position. So therefore in Islam, it is not a good thing for a person to go and ask for position in a situation where there are others that are, can fulfill that position. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.